listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Dora. Hello. You may have heard my voice several times over the past week, and you will again several more. It is CITR's Fun Drive. So we're doing our annual week-long fundraiser where we try to raise, we have the goal of raising $25,000 to keep the station going, engaged, etc. This year's theme is plenty of fish in the CITR. I did in fact come up with that. Thank you so much, dear listener, for appreciating. I am joined by
Darren, and you've heard my voice once before, possibly.
Just once.
On last year's Fun Drive.
We did a special Fun Drive fill-in episode called D or D. It was pretty good.
It was awesome.
What was awesome about it?
It was my first foray into radio.
Was it really?
Yeah.
How'd it feel?
It was amazing. It made me want to come back this year to do one more episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I asked Aaron yesterday if he ever wanted to make radio, and he was like, no. Well, look at CITR, doing what it does best.
It's a learning opportunity.
Providing space. It is an infinite learning opportunity. Today's episode theme is do's and don'ts. And not only is CITR and Discorder an opportunity to learn in terms of, like, making radio, writing with a magazine, like admin, like professional development stuff. We also have the privilege, luxury, and gift of educating on our airwaves.
Ooh.
And that's what Darren and I are doing today. We're telling you the do's and the don'ts. We're talking about dating, disposal, decorating, and donating today. Speaking of donating, go to CITR.ca/donate to contribute to the $25,000 goal. You get a bunch of sick swag. Or just do it because you're a good person and you want to. Not that you're a bad person if you don't donate, but yeah. Anyway, or if you get swag. Anyway, we're going to move on. I never said the song that we listened to at the beginning.
Shit.
It's fine. The song was The Rumbling, which is the theme song of Season 4, Part 2, which is coming out right now, of Attack on Titan.
We're obsessed with it. We're going to watch it later tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait. It came out today. The news episode came out today.
New episode.
So we're going to do that later. But before that, we're going to listen to Vital Signs by The Standard off of their self-titled album. I did not realize that this album came out in 2014. And it really felt jarring when I realized that the other day. But whatever. Good song, good album. Truly. So this is Vital Signs. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Sit there behind your eyes, barely conscious, vital signs. If I thought you were worth saving, I might have tried. Having been completely honest, different ideas of love. Different ideas of love. Don't believe in love. Don't believe in love. Don't believe in love.
We've got a wonderful absence of needed harmony and maybe understood actions. Would help a part of me be an abundance of love. But you will not explain why you've done what you've done. And you get offended this past tense, but now you just laugh. You got tired of answering my questions about why I thought you fell from above. But now you're down here and someone else up above.
Hey, what's up with me? Am I into you or was it just a chase? And when you say you miss me, do you love the peanut butter? Is it just a taste? I've been in pain, but I missed the plane that we were flying in before this hurricane. I'm not the same, I was in the pain. But now you're in the bleachers and I see the same. I can see the same.
See, stay behind your eyes.
size. If I thought you were worth saving, I might have tried. Having been completely honest, I might have lied. Do I make you uncomfortable? Were you just playing with me on the low? It's a war, it's a crime, it happens all the time. I just think you and I might have different ideas of love. Different ideas of love. Different ideas of love. Don't believe in love. Don't believe in love. Don't believe in love.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is CITR's Fun Drive. You are joined in studio by
Darren.
And then also, of course, Dora, who's me. We're doing do's and we're doing don'ts. You just heard the song. Do you want to talk a bit about this song?
Feel It You by Tennyson. I think it's the first single from their latest release that's coming out soon, later this month. It's called Raw, and they've got 3 songs up on Bandcamp now.
Word.
This is the first one.
Nice.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
I keep, the way that it's spelled is all one word, F-E-L-L-W-I-T-C-H-U, and my brain is, like, the word witch is just, like, screaming and blaring at me.
For me, it's Ichu, like Pikachu.
Mm.
I'm thinking of Pokemon.
They're cute.
Yeah.
Just before that was Heart 2 by Umru out of LA and Petal Supply out of Victoria featuring Rebecca Black, who I, Dora, share a birthday with.
Nice.
Thank you so much. I also think we were born on a Friday, so it all makes sense.
That song was destiny.
Truly. For me.
For everyone.
And then opened that set with Vital Signs by The Standard off of their self-titled album. I feel like I already said it, but it's Fun Drive at CITR. We're trying to raise $25,000 to keep the station going. But while you go to CITR.ca/donate to donate and contribute to that goal, you're also going to hear some do's and some don'ts from your 2 most qualified radio makers.
Oh, yeah.
Dora and Darren.
And our first do or don't topic is dating.
Do you date or do you not date?
Dun, dun, dun.
Don't date.
It's a personal choice.
What's your biggest... Let's start with don't. What's biggest don't with dating?
With dating? Biggest don't? Oh, shoot.
I can go. I know mine.
Yeah, go for it.
So I think of this Trixie Mattel and Katya Zamolochkova quote all the time.
Mm.
Katya specifically said it, which is, expectations are predetermined disappointments. Don't you, like, having expectations of, like, how someone's going to behave or, like, what you can expect from them in terms of, like, how invested they're going to be or how prioritized you are or, like, or even, like, that nothing in their life will change where they want to, like, if someone's, like, sibling dies and they're like, I'm so sorry, but I actually, like, can't be dating anyone right now, like,
mm-hmm.
You can't have, you should really try to not have expectations. Like, that's not to say that you can't have, like, if someone has been treating you a certain way, like, their behavior can suddenly change or, like, you're not allowed to, like, know what you want and, like, say, like, I would like to date you or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like you can't really be, like, disappointed if they say no, because people usually don't act in a way that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If everything they're doing is saying that they don't want to date you seriously, but, like, or date you baseline, and, like, you are, like, projecting it so hard, like, you're only doing it to service to yourself.
Yeah, and you're, like, approaching it like some sort of project. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one for you.
A don't for me?
A don't of, like, don't try to... I feel like I've heard you before be, like, don't try to change people. Like, you shouldn't go in.
Well, yeah. To an extent, it kind of depends what the thing is that's changing. Like, if you, like, view, like, the person you start dating as, like, I can fix them or, like, something like that, that's a little bit of a weird angle, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's, like, not very fair to, like, the person who they're dating, but it's also, like, not very fair to yourself. Like, date someone who you don't have to put a lot of work in to, like, feel, like, proud of or, like, excited to be around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
What's a do?
A do?
A do.
Ooh. I was thinking of another don't that kind of played off of that one, to be honest.
Go for it.
And it's kind of the other end where, like, don't, like, enter into something with, like, a huge well of enthusiasm if that's not actually...
Bro!
...what you're feeling.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like I talk about this all the time. Like, if you don't... Like, you aren't obligated to like someone and want to date someone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not nice to them if you pretend that you want to. Yeah. Like...
If that's kind of, like, if you find you're in that situation where you're, like, you find that you're really, like, oh, I'm so into this person and like whatever. And then on your own, when you're by yourself reflecting and you're like, do I want this? Is this what I'm feeling? Like, nip it in the bud sooner rather than later. Don't be like 2 months into dating this person and be like, oh, I just actually wasn't that into you. Like,
but also that's wasting your time.
Yeah, it's wasting everyone's time.
Waste of time.
And data. Probably texting so much.
Sending countless memes.
Yeah, all those memes for nothing.
Wasted. I want to end on a do because I think it's nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think a do is do. Maybe this is like, maybe it's just building on a don't. But I think like do respect yourself and your boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Respect boundaries and support the other person's boundaries. If they're setting them up, don't just be like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, yeah, but what if they're setting them up so you can knock them down?
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. That doesn't happen.
I don't think it works like that.
It doesn't.
If you're knocking down someone's boundaries that they've made pretty explicit, then you got to work on that.
I agree.
ASAP.
That's a do.
You have until the next 3 songs we play to figure that out. After that, you better be ready. Because the next D we're going to talk about is disposal, and you'll be disposed of.
Do you want to intro the next song?
The next song is called Hormone Pistol Bunny Girl.
No, the next song is called Clean, but it is by Hormone Pistol Bunny Girl. Or it's off the album Hormone Pistol Bunny Girl.
It is Koa White's Clean from the album Hormone Pistol Bunny Girl. Enjoy.
To you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fund Drive. CITR's great. So it's Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fund Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to CITR.ca/donate.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You already know who it is. Jamal Steeles alongside
DJ Relly Rels.
Representing Crimes and Treasons Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We give you this friendly reminder to donate to Fund Drive 2022. It's real simple. All you got to do is check us out at CITR.ca. You can donate whatever amount you want. And when you do that, you'll keep shows like ours and many more going on throughout the year. Be sure to donate it to CITR.ca if you F with the troop and want to continue hearing that trill-ish right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It is CITR and Discorder's Fund Drive Week, which is our week-long annual fundraiser where we try to raise $25,000 to do what we gotta do. That includes like paid opportunities for students. That includes consistently publishing a free magazine, which is pretty wild. That's like entirely like students write it, like volunteers write it, volunteers illustrate it, volunteers lay it out, volunteers take photos. Like, it's such an undertaking. Free radio, obviously radio is free, 101.9 FM. So go to citr.ca/donate. Be bold, be brave, be beautiful. Donate. Do you want to talk about the most recent set of songs, Darren?
Yes. So we had that beautiful song started off, Clean by Koa White.
This is your redemption.
It was very good. And then the song after that, Big Takeover by Bad Brains, from their self-titled that was released 40 years ago.
Holy.
It had this 40th anniversary on February 4th, and it came out in 1982.
It's a few days ago.
A landmark album, self-titled, Bad Brains, Changed the World.
How so? Change the world.
Oh shoot.
Weren't they one of the first hardcore bands?
One of the first hardcore bands. They kind of paved the way for a lot of punk that came afterwards. That's the way it goes.
And also, all black band.
Boom.
It's just like every genre and innovation of music, 9 times out of 10, black creativity was behind it.
It's true. And here it is.
And then we closed that set with Mass Inc. single, Nevermind. I love Mass Inc. They're a local musician. We were going to do the Fun Drive finale with them, which we had to reschedule, which is rip. But I was like, I really love them, but I like showed them to my exec and I was like, I don't know, like, what do you think? I would love to book them. And she was like, this is amazing. Like, Lana was so stoked on it. And I was like, phew, okay, word, like, you're down. For this night's Fun Drive fill-in, we are doing do's and don'ts. We're talking about disposal. We don't have a lot of time, so we're going to do this really quick.
Okay.
This is my number one do and my number one don't.
Let's do it.
My number one do, break down your fucking boxes, people. Oh my God. And if it's too big to fit in the bin, you have to take it to the dump or hire someone to pick it up. That's what you have to do. So that's my do. And my don't is, do not recycle receipts. Receipts are not recyclable.
Mm.
Come on, people.
Boom. My do. All of your cans, put them in a nice little bag and leave them outside for someone to come by and pick up so they don't have to root through everything. And you can also rinse them first as well. Don't just keep throwing trash in the dumpster if it hasn't been picked up and it's overflowing. That just makes it way worse for everyone else. And that's about it. Don't do that, please.
Wow, that was amazing. We are going to play Veronique featuring Pudding Club by Otto, their most recent single. I'm obsessed with Otto. Their album Climb Day is amazing. If you haven't listened to it, go do it. But also listen to this song on 101.9 FM Vancouver.
T-Bone, and I'm the host of Canada Post Rock Radio on CITR. This week is Fun Drive at CITR, the one time each year where we ask you for your support to help keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. For me, CITR is an amazing source of independent media and music. It's one of the best places to hear new underground music that you might not hear anywhere else in Vancouver. If you're in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate to donate. Thank you.
This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999. Fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time. At the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn, fresh-faced Nardwar the Human Serviette comes into the booth and tells me that I did a great job. Then Nardwar proceeds to talk to me for 45 minutes. I was elated. I couldn't believe it. I was so elated that I forgot that my parking had expired and I got a parking ticket. That's what CITR means to me. What does it mean to you?
Just want to be like water, flows through.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It is Fun Drive at CITR. Darren and I are doing a do's and don'ts episode. We've talked about dating, we've talked about disposal, and we're talking about decorating. Very briefly.
Very, very briefly.
But first, I'm going to let you know what you just heard. You just heard Keepsake Flip by Tony and Brusnica. So that was Blue Hawaii's single Butterfly. That's not the most recent single, but it is, I think it was the latest single kind of like before they announced really publicly their upcoming album. So I don't feel like that bad about playing it. I also just like, I really just enjoy, I don't know, like, I just like really enjoyed that song. Mm-hmm. And then also Love is very, very good. But their new album is going to be called My Best Friend's House. And then opened that set with Veronique featuring Pudding Club by Otto.
Alrighty.
We're talking about decorating.
Do's and don'ts. Do not keep your walls all empty and depressing. Find something to put up on them.
Totally.
It just like makes the place feel a lot more welcoming, especially when you're renting and usually the walls are just like blank white and it's already depressing enough. Liven it up a bit.
Vancouver? Yeah. Oh, word.
Exactly.
I think my biggest do is like, do see like your home and like spaces that you're in as spaces that like should be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do not understand this, like, I think very, like, traditionally masked thing of, like, function, like, my space, like, who cares what it looks like? I just sleep here. It's like, yeah. And, like, your mental health is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
like, give yourself a lovely environment.
Absolutely. I think my do plays into that, and it's do a little bit of cleaning every day.
Is that decorating or is that just a tip?
Well, I mean, it gets to the point for some people where their dirty dishes become the decorations. And that's depressing.
The theme is just make your home not depressing.
Yeah.
That's a D.
Especially in this time of life, you know?
Well, it is.
For the past 2 years, everyone's kind of cooped up in their places. Let's keep them inviting.
Totally. I'm gonna mix dating and decorating.
Ooh.
If you live with someone, don't be like, this is what it's gonna look like. And like, don't like put all your stuff up on the walls and be like, wow, my house was amazing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't do that.
No. You gotta mesh everyone's tastes together and it's something beautiful in the end.
Truly. Okay. We have one last set before we close our show. Thank you so much for listening. Go to chr.ca/donate to contribute to our $25,000 goal. Do you want to introduce this next set?
Yeah, we'll do it. This next song coming up is my personal favorite Pudding song from their album Pop Over, and it's called Pushers. Enjoy.
Feels like
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Boxes by Cherry Cheeks off of their self-titled album. Very good album out of Portland. Mm. And then do you want to talk about the two songs I played before that?
Yeah, sure. We'll do it. The one before that was called The Day the Police Stole the Bushes from Grandview Park by a band called Submission Hold. A little bit of an old school Vancouver band from, I guess we can call it old school, late 90s, early 2000s now.
Where is Grandview Park?
Grandview Park is the one on Commercial, like between Venables and whatever. It's the big one. The big one. Turks is across from it.
Word.
And this album, Sackcloth and Ashes, came out early 2000s. And it's just about gentrification of Commercial Drive. It was happening 20 years ago, still happening now.
Damn.
Well, we've come so far. And then prior to that was Pushers by Pudding. My favorite Pudding song, personally. There's not much more to say about it, to be honest.
There were so many P's in that sentence. And then prior to that, Pushers by Pudding off of Popover, my personal favorite.
Wow. Anyway. That's the way it goes. Alliteration.
Wow. We've reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening. And also in advance / retroactively, thank you so much for donating. Oh my God. You really did it. You went all the way to CITR.ca/donate and you threw some money at us and you said, you're welcome. And we said, thank you.
Beautiful.
So biggest do for Fun Drive?
Donate.
Biggest don't?
Donate. Do it or don't.
No. Oh. Wrong answer. The biggest don't is not donating. Don't not donate. Okay, we are going to end the show with Tesla by Javier Mighty's off her most recent album, Stock Exchange. Wonderful artist based out of Toronto. Thank you so much for listening. Have a lovely evening. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM. You want to say bye?
Bye. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Young dreads will get you high. Life is as dark as the 808. Gotta be up on the Gatorade. I need the sun as the takeaway. I'm in the rut and I hate it, eh? I'm in the north where I'm blaming. Wanna be by the port and I'm sailing. I grind to my core, no faking. I bet you I'm more than make it. I need race shit. I need bass shit. San Fran by the wave shit. High rise vacations. Got bright lights in my basement. These bright lights I've been chasing. And the nightlife is a statement. I'm on a hill, I'm in Silver Lake. Niggas asleep, but I'm still awake. Y'all niggas sweet like vanilla shake. White people think I'm a killer ape. Blue, but I'm dressed in like Timberlake. Got a Mustang on the interstate. Life looks so different now. I'm booked and busy now. I'm approaching the biggest sound. I'ma make the whole damn city proud. On flights every day and night. Now I think I need a Nexus. Yeah, my Civic did a lot for me. Now I think I need a Lexus. Been awake for a lot of hours. Might be time for me to rest up. But I got a lot to do across town. I'ma ride it in a Tesla. Polaris prize, now I gotta maintain. I feel them rhymes, there's a lot on my brain. Freedom mind and they call me insane. I feel alive, but I'm not on cocaine. In a foyer, zip in the range. Bigger boys couldn't get my lane. Ain't no cause, but I'm running the game. I'm a boss, we not one in the same. I don't even fuck with you, you know that.
Bitch, you know that.
You ass being you a throwback. Why you still wondering what should I be? By this time, you should find resources. Talking about what do I need?
What do I need?
When I wake up, I got a routine. It's start with brushing my teeth. Cop a shower, then account for every hour. That's why I fuck with my team. Look, I be plotting. I'm a conscious rapper, usually what they call me, I guess I'll be common. I'm human with a couple problems, I'm trying to solve them. On flights every day and night, now I think I need a Nexus. Yeah, my Civic did a lot for me, now I think I need a Lexus. Been awake for a lot of hours, might be time for me to rest up. But I got a lot to do across town, I'ma ride it in a Tesla, ayy. Can I pick you up sometime? Can I pick you up sometime? I roll up in my Tesla, baby. I want you with extra gravy. And I'm whipping round thinking about you. With a smile on my face, no time to debate. Baby, tell me where to drive to. Pick the time and the place. I am on my way. Tell me, can I call you my boo? Call me the mechanic, say you want in my tour. I'ma pick you up, just tell me where to drive through. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.